fountain downtown during his administration. My grandaunt and my grandmother, they came from the same furniture store, and they each one had a suit of furniture just alike. And Dr. Hugh Carr, here on retired dentist, lives on Court Street right across from Walter Bragg in a Pepperdash house that mm-hmm. he has a full suit, his grandmother's. Well, he's the owner heir now. Mm. He's got a house full of stuff.
Did you ever hear anybody call a sofa anything beside the sofa? Did they ever call it a settee or anything?
In later years, you'd hear them say something about a settee, but they've always called
it a sofa.
Was that
still the same thing?
What's
a settee and a sofa, were they the same thing?
Yeah, same thing.
And they all the same thing as a couch, too? Or is a couch different?
Well, I think it's just according to who you're talking to. They're just different people. It's probably different things, but they're all just sofas, really, or seats of some kind.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. You mentioned the fireplace. What did y'all call the thing that the smoke went up, you know, to go out of the house?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And if you saw the same thing on an industrial plant, would you still call that a chimney?
Chimney.
Mm-hmm. And what did you have? Did you have a name for the, say, the open place in front of the fireplace?
The hearth.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, in the fireplace, the things that you used to lay the wood across, what did y'all call that?
Oh, andirons.
Andirons?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear anybody call that anything else besides andirons?
I don't think I have. Now, I have in mine, and there I've got the andirons, and then in that is a grate where you could use, coal in your fireplace instead of wood.
I've never seen one of those.
Well, it's a grate, a set-in grate. It has four legs, and it just fits in there, and it matches the andirons and
things. That sounds nice.
Mm-hmm. And most people use that of late years because it's kind of hard to get wood sometimes, and it kind of messy. It blows, so you know, if you open a door, a wood fire blow all ashes all around.
No, that's right.
And the coal won't do that.
That's pretty, really a pretty smart idea, a pretty good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned wood to start the. What did you call the kind of wood that you'd use, say, to start the fire? Something that
pine, and some people call it light wood, mm-hmm. but we just we buy it from the country. They used to come in little packages about that long, and they tied together. And it was real pine, had a lot of rosin in it, and you could really start a fire with that.
You know, the wood that you buy now, it's pretty expensive to start fireplaces with you. It costs a pretty good bit of money, I think.
Well, I think they have all these kind of lighters now with chemicals and things that they use.
And the black stuff that forms in the chimney, what did you use to call that?
Soot. We said soot, and it's soot, really. It's S-O-O-T, soot is really, I guess, proper. But we said soot all our lives. That's like S-U-T, soot.
And when the fire burned down, it'd leave nothing but what? Just the
ashes.
Mm-hmm. And one other question I want to ask you too about the fireplaces and things you called things around the fireplace. Just say that there was frequently something above the fireplace that you might set up.
It's a mantle.
Basically. Mm-hmm. And let's see. I was talking to you a little earlier about some of the furniture. I want to get names for some other pieces of furniture too. In you mentioned the bedrooms. Did you ever call the bedroom anything beside a bedroom, just always a bedroom? What kinds of furniture would you usually have in there?
Well, Mama's furniture is, I've got it up there now. It's dressers and washstand and table and wardrobe.
What, can you describe that wardrobe to me? What did that look like?
It's a...